Thank you to the couple of people that have written to me with their feedback and experiences, and anyone else who wants to do that. It really does help me have a litmus, you know, of how things are going with you all. It's this is supporting you and supporting your practice and your own awakening. Meaning our integrated life, you know. Our life is one of constant awakening. So I'd like to know if this is supporting you. As we've been off the cushion, the key has been to observe the element red, the element of fire, symbolized by red, and we added magnetize, attract, mesmerize, etc. The other day. Now we look at ah. Just make the sound for a second. Ah. Notice that it's the only sound that the human voice and body can make that requires no use of the tongue. Therefore, no use of the teeth, the palate, the roof of the mouth, nothing is necessary to make the sound ah. It is for this reason that no additional anything is necessary besides your breath. Is why ah is associated with voidness. We don't have to get all stuck on the term emptiness, voidness. There's nothing exotic about it. The space before us all right now, the space that is the vast majority of our room, is void. That's pretty common when you think about all the space that there is in our room, outside our walls, etc. It's the most common thing, actually. That's worth really taking in and really noticing. That voidness is the most common in our daily experience, actually. And so we say, ah. And we do, when we have an insight, when we have an awareness, we go, ah. When we have a question, when we're questioning our moment, ah, what's going on? Do I have this right? That's where to begin, with ah. The very sound that are that we can make, it's fundamentally the first sound that we make. It comes out as a cry, as a scream for an infant as they are born, but it's the first sound. It requires no anything except breath, and that's what's happening for the just born infant. It is breathing for the first time, air. It's been breathing amniotic fluid before that. And so this being coming into incarnation, into the voidness of not knowing anything about incarnation, not this time around, every time it's brand new, this baby says, ah. It says it with a little more volition so that it can gasp and have its first breath and sought to clear its lungs of liquid. But that's the sound. And the same is so for us all through our day. Notice it today. How many times do you say, ah? What do you say it over? How many times does it just come out of you and you don't even notice it? Ah. We smile. Feel it already. Ah. Feel it with that smile. Take a long, slow, deep breath. We settle together, breathing in and breathing out. One of the emails I received said, I usually like to get to the punchline, but this person is valuing the slowness and the patience that it is calling forward and the undoing of expectations that it's doing for that person. Let me add one more thing. There is no punchline. Each moment is its own amazing punchline, isn't it? Each moment is its own. Each thought, each emotion, each awareness, each sensation. Let's just hang with that for a moment. Feel the truth of it in ourselves, in our mind, in our body. And then white at the ground, red at the throat center, blue at the heart center, and white again at the root center a few times. Ooh. Now, as you continue, consider and contemplate, hold open in your mind, openness itself. If it helps you open your eyes, or keep them open, and just consider, hold the space in front of you that is void of everything. And that there is more voidness than anything else. And consider that as you hold transparent red also in your mind's eye. And all the while, it's not complex. Just building. All the while, you're doing white, red, blue, white, and their sounds. One more time. Ooh. So even as you say Om, you're aware of the voidness. Even as you say Hum, you're aware of the open, spacious void that is all around you and all inside you. There's more space than anything else. Complete one or two more cycles and then rest. Rest the mind and sit in the voidness. The sounds might continue in your mind, and that's fine. Don't push anything away. Just rest. Then we take a long, slow, deep breath. So as you go through your day, notice. Notice how much space, openness is actually part of one's existence. Notice the space between your thoughts. Notice the space in which emotions arise. Notice that there's so much space that we don't have to respond. We can keep the space and not be driven by our emotions or our shoulds or our habits. There's a lot more space to our awareness than there is anything else. And lastly, just hear it. Hear it when it arises. Notice that it does, and how often, all through the day. Love you all. Create your day.